Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 23, and we will begin reading this letter to the Ephesians by the Apostle Paul. He had been in Ephesus, where he preached in the synagogue and lectured in the hall of Tyrannus, who was believed to be a teacher or the owner of the lecture hall. The opening chapter describes the unfolding of God's plan and our relationship with God. The chapter concludes with a prayer of thanksgiving for God's wonderful blessings. And again, God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, who is by God's will an apostle of Christ Jesus, to God's people in Ephesus, who are the faithful in their life in union with Christ Jesus. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in our union with Christ, He has blessed us by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be His through our union with Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before Him. Because of His love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, He would make us His children. This was His pleasure and purpose. Let us praise God for His glorious grace, for the free gift He has given us in His dear Son. For by the blood of Christ we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God which He has given us in such large measure. In all His wisdom and insight, God did what He had purposed and made known to us the secret plan He had already decided to complete by means of Christ. This plan, which God will complete when the time is right, is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head. All things are done according to God's plan and decision, and God chose us to be His own people in union with Christ because of His own purpose, based on what He had decided from the very beginning. Let us then, who were the first to hope in Christ, praise God's glory. And you also became God's people when you heard the true message, the good news that brought you salvation. You believed in Christ, and God put His stamp of ownership on you by giving you the Holy Spirit He had promised. That Spirit is the guarantee that we shall receive what God has promised His people, and this assures us that God will give complete freedom to those who are His. Let us praise His glory. For this reason, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks to God for you. I remember you in my prayers and ask the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the Spirit who will make you wise and reveal God to you so that you will know Him. I ask that your minds be made open to see His light so that you will know what is the hope to which He has called you. How rich are the wonderful blessings He promises His people, and how very great His power at work in us who believe. This power working in us is the same as the mighty strength which He used when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, and powers, and lords. He has a title superior to all the titles of authority in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave Him to the church as supreme Lord over all things. The church is Christ's body, the completion of Him who Himself completes all things everywhere. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 that says, "Let us praise God for His glorious grace, for the free gift He gave us in His dear Son." You know, beloved, as we live, as we read this passage of Scripture, it tells us God's plan, what His eternal plan always has been, and how that eternal plan has always included us, that we were chosen before eternity, that we would be the perfected in Christ, and His children now and forever. Let us pray. Holy God, source of every spiritual blessing, draw me close to You. Daily remind me of Your grace, which You have given me in such large measure. I praise You, Lord God, for Your glorious grace. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, and where Paul speaks about God's abundant mercy and grace that brings us from death unto life with Christ. Until tomorrow, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.